Hello, and welcome to another episode of Lectures of Fallen Wisdom. Today, I'm going to talk about some recent discoveries that I've come across that I think should be, that are basically lost wisdom that I didn't realize. One, I just think up front, you probably think I have an eating disorder with the amount of eating advice I've been giving, and I've been sort of trying to give it to myself or give it to my future self via these broadcasts, the ideal way of eating. I've been experimenting with keto, experimenting with candida diets, and what I'm understanding is, remember, I don't know if you remember the Back to the Future part two. It wasn't it was probably the lesser of the, maybe the three was the lesser of all of them. But anyway, the first one was a great movie. Second movie was okay, you know, but it takes place in actually the present day, today. They're supposedly go into a 2025 or I don't remember 2021, whatever it is, bars, and they have all kinds of things. And the doc, the one who invented the time machine, has figured out a way. Before, he needed plutonium to power his time machine, which was very hard to come by. If you remember, he got fake shot trying to get it. I don't want to give away the movies, but he got shot trying to procure plutonium in the first movie. But when he gets to the future, he figures out a way through Mr. Fusion, which is a machine that gets put on the DeLorean, which can take just anything and transmute it into fuel. Fuel on the level of plutonium. So I was always fascinated with that idea in terms of the body. Like, can you make the body into basically where it can basically eat whatever, extract the good from what, you know, the power from whatever it eats, and at the same time get rid of the bad part. Now, I don't think the body can completely do that, and you know, you're better off eating healthier things. But it turns out that just following a certain eating pattern, some of nutrients out of whatever empty food that you eat. But your body needs time and can't get a whole bunch of other food on top of it while it's extracting what it needs to from what you did eat. It takes your body like 24 hours, basically, to go through what you fed it in the last 24 hours. And this was much more akin to how we were living in the past, in the sense that we would go, we could go a day without eating if it meant that we kind of were going to get some food at somewhere down the line based on our efforts. And we could go days without eating because our body is set up as a storage machine so that we can just like walk for like foraging for miles and miles and miles with a little water and we'll be fine. And then we can get the food we need to sustain ourselves eventually through our foraging and walking and just picking let's face it, we don't even have to kill anything. We did that as a shortcut we needed, but we can get everything that we need from the plant life. And this is another thing, is that this whole meat eating craze, because people were eating too much empty food, the whole keto thing happened because it was just like, hey, if you're going to eat like all the fucking time, then you better just eat these foods because otherwise you're going to get fat as a fuckhead. And fuckheads are fat, let me just tell you. And something about being fat turns you into a fuckhead, but I won't belabor that point. Fuckheads become fat because they're fuckheads. But let's get clear what's going on here. Is that we're eating too often and we're not giving our body enough time to process the food that we take in. And especially if it's food that is not of the high, is not keto food, is not just like pure fucking fuel food, and there's a lot of filler and a lot of bullshit, the body really needs time to detangle it and extract that which is good from it. Because let's not make any food you eat has something in it that's good for you. Okay? There's nothing that has no work. It's just that some food has a lot of work. It has very dense, nutrient-dense food, and you have more emptier food. But the thing is, we love those empty foods. Like, they give us a certain amount of pleasure that we're, we can give that up. And then we can, like, live our lives, like, in a strict kind of sense and not have that. But at the same time, like, it becomes fiendish. If we deny ourselves of it, we end up becoming fiends for it later. So we want to be able to eat whatever the fuck we want. You know, we know we have to eat the good stuff. We know we have to eat a certain amount of protein. We have to eat a certain amount of vegetables. Fiber is very important. We're not going to restrict this, and avoiding sugar as much as possible, you know, there's no need to eat it. And you'll be surprised how little sugar you eat. Just follow this plan. Now, I was counting calories. I was like, oh, I got to make sure I don't eat above 2,500 calories. And then because I was putting on a little weight and I was like, I need to shave off like 15 fucking pounds. So I'm just like, all right, I'm going to start counting the calories and look at that. And I just started realizing, like, my body just wasn't getting a break from food. And I did the intermittent fasting thing where I try to eat within a four-hour window or eat a six-hour window and then just fast for, like, whatever it was, 18 or 20 hours. Per 24 hours, I'm eating for 4 and then I'm fasting for 20. And that was like extremely, I don't know. In those 4 hours, I would just gorge myself. I'd become so full, I could barely move. And consequently, because of that, like, made me overeat generally. So then, like, when I'm like not intermittent fasting, I'm just like eating way too much. Because now I'm like in the scarcity mentality because I've starved myself. Key is to figure out a way to give your stomach a break, but without starving it. And I found it's very easy to just do the 24-hour alternate day fast. So here's how you do it. Basically, you eat whatever the fuck you want, but try to be healthy, you know? Best not to eat a lot of like filler carbs and what, like, but you can if you want. You want to eat a bowl of spaghetti? Go ahead. You want to eat some fucking toast with your eggs? You want to have a pancake? Fine. Chances are you won't want one because you should prioritize the foods that are going to give you the most nutrients, knowing 24-hour window of eating, and it's a 24-hour window, man. It's not a fucking 4-hour window. Don't have to gorge yourself the fuck you want for 24 hours. You have from whatever time you start for 24 hours, you can just fucking go to town, eat whatever the fuck you want. Then 24 hours, next 24 hours, nothing but a little coffee with little milk in it, sweetened with something non-calorie like stevia or monk fruit. Tea, whatever you want to do, tea, fine. Keep your calories under like 100 calories, and you can easily do that by just sip some, get a fucking latte that'll do it. Like a large latte for the whole day, for the whole 24 hours. You're going to eat so much less as a per-day situation. Your calories will go way down because you're just basically going 24 hours with almost no calories, 100 max. Even if you get to 200, compared to what you would normally eat with, it'd be like 2,000, 2,500, or some people even eat like 3 to 4. So if you want to eat like 3,000 calories in a day, you can do that, but then you're taking off a day. That's the thing. It's like, how much can you eat in that 24 hours? You're not going to go that much higher than your normal what you eat. And yes, there will be a little bit of like gorging because you're just like, okay, you know, I'm not eating tomorrow, but that's fine. I mean, you just learn, you start to learn that it doesn't make you feel too good. So it's better not to do it. But if you end up doing it, it's not the biggest deal because you got 24 hours now for your body to process that food and turn it into energy. Now, at first, it's a little difficult, but when you get kind of in a rhythm of it, it's like the best. And it's so easy to do because you're sipping on, oh yeah, you can sip on some electrolyte water with like salt. There's some good little packets of electrolytes that have no calorie. You just put those in. You can drink a diet soda or whatever the fuck. Can do that too. Anything zero calorie, go ahead. It's your day off. And chew some gum, whatever it is, man. 24 hours comes, eating around 11 p.m. the day before. So at 11 p.m. the next day, you can have some food. So you'll go to sleep, you'll wake up, you won't eat until 11 p.m. But when you have 11 p.m. come around, man, it's going to be a good meal. It's going to be nice and hungry, whatever the fuck you eat. And then you'll have that meal. You'll be nice and tired from the meal. You'll go to bed. You'll wake up and have a normal breakfast. Normal day, man. Have a few snacks, whatever the fuck you want to eat. Come fucking 11 p.m. again. You're done. And then alternating days like that. Now, what happens if you have a dinner reservation or like you have to go to dinner with people? You know, that'll happen here and there, and it might not coincide with the days you're eating. Well, that's when you either extend your day of eating a half a day to accommodate a dinner, after which you're going to go 24 hours to process it still. Always going to put a gap time of 24 hours from when you stopped to when you start again. So even if you stop 36 hours, if you eat for 36 hours, 42 hours, you want to skip a whole day, just go 2 days with eating whatever the fuck you want. That's fine. You just need another 24 hours to process it. Thing to do is alternate. Just go back and forth, back and forth. Your body will get used to it, and your muscles will be extremely fed and perfect. And you'll have this great cycle of processing, taking in, and you can eat whatever the fuck you want. And just, you're going to extract what's good. Just keep in mind, the more carbohydrates you eat, the more you're going to be bloated the next day, and you're not going to look as good. So consider that. Because anytime you take in a large amount of empty food carbohydrates, you become, you retain so much water because your body needs it to process it. How you become so thirsty to, during the day, it's because you've eaten a lot of carbohydrates. Remember that. Next is exercise. Now, exercise, like I've made some recent discoveries just through the research that you need to be exercising every fucking day almost. I mean, you can have a day or two off if you're a little sore or if you've worked out too hard maybe, but this is the deal. Your body is in two modes, either decay mode or growth mode. And when your body is not being exercised, it gets the message that, like, you're preparing yourself for a coffin and not for the spring of life. And it's just like your body goes in either two directions. Even as a kid, that's what's crazy. I didn't realize this. Like, even if you're a kid and you're in growth mode and you're not exercising, your body starts to decay. And that's why you see kids with, like, a lot of the shit that old men have, like fucking diabetes and and heart attacks and shit like that, because they start aging before they even finish growing their normal growth. Body gets these signals by what you do to it. And you need to do, like, a certain amount of exercise every day. The best way to burn fat off is to go at least 10,000 steps a day, because you burn more fat when you're not, like, strenuously exercising. But when you strenuously exercise, like when you do a fucking hard workout for like an hour, 45 minutes, and it's a good thing to take it, if you can afford it, to take some kind of class that'll push you, like, through what's called a HIIT workout, which is like a tough workout. So at the end of it, you're kind of spent. Those workouts burn all the carbohydrates and the sugar and the glycogen in your muscles that built up from eating carbohydrates. And your body, it needs to get rid of all that for it to actually go into fat-burning mode just by, sitting around in fat-burning mode. It needs to get rid of all that. So you're not actually burning any fat when you're exercising, which is disconcerting to a lot of people, because they believe that, there's a lot of people who are working out every single day and not losing the weight, because those workouts are only getting rid of the carbohydrates that they've consumed recently, and they're not touching they're not getting to the layer of fat. Remember, the way to get to the layer of fat is through non-strenuous exercise that doesn't get you out of breath, like walking long distances. That your body just uses fat for that, because it's not immediate, and it can sort of draw on in order to get the energy it needs for, like, a tough workout, it has to draw on fast available energy. In order for it to get the energy for a brisk walk, it can just slowly pull it from the fat stores. And so it doesn't even need to go to your, take your sugar for that. But giving yourself 24 hours and then including exercise on, when you're fasting, you're going to get rid of all the glycogen, all the fucking, when you're in your workout, you're just going to get rid of all the stuff that's just lingering that would otherwise be stored as fat. And then all your movements will be devoted to burning the fat that you have. And you will start to lose the excess fat that you don't need. You'll still have a little on you, but that's fine. And if you want to be, like, super ripped, look, for like the movies, or just aesthetics, we've been taught to look at that as health. But ultimately, that is like where we are when we haven't had food for a long time, and we're hunting it, and we're hungry. And we're just like all muscle because we have no stores left. And we can put ourselves in that artificially by kind of starving ourselves, or just like you doing a strict sort of diet of a certain kind and not eating any carbohydrates. That'll get you to that ripped thing. I mean, that's the way to do it. Like, layer of water that you're going to always carry around while you're eating carbohydrates. You'll never fucking six pack unless you're like really young. When you're young, it doesn't matter. Whatever. You keep the six pack. Your body's very good at getting rid of the water. It your body, because it's younger, and has huge growth signals pumping through it from its own growth off and just like assimilate whatever the fuck, and it doesn't need the 24 hours, but even a young person could benefit from this diet, provided they eat enough, or you'll eat enough for 3 fucking days in that 24 hours. If you just eat when you're hungry, you're going to have so much goddamn food in your system, you'll be fine for a week. But I'm just telling you to wait 24 hours before you throw some more, a bunch of food down that gullet. Again, this doesn't have to be super strict either. Like, if you want to take off a few days and just, like, eat normal for, like, 4 or 5 days, that's fine, too. But try to keep it as your normal pattern that you deviate from now and then, and just you'll see how much more much clarity and how much you'll enjoy food, what you want, and you don't have to think about, like, dividing up food and, like, having this strict diet and then being all, like, fucked when you go to a restaurant and you don't feel like you can really eat. You got to order a goddamn salad, which costs them fucking $2, and you're paying $40 for, you know, get your money's worth at these restaurants and, like, order a steak or whatever. Like, that's worth the money. And also, you're going to spend a lot less on food, right? You're going to spend about half of what you normally spend. And that's a big thing. And then also, you just don't have to be so picky and so, like, mindful about what you're having. Eat what the fuck you crave, man. Pleasures of being alive through your food. And at the same time, this exercise thing, like, every day, you got to be doing, like, 45 minutes of exercise where you sweat. Now, it's really, like, 5 to 6 days. Okay, is fine. But, like, ideally, if you really want to be in, like, constant growth mode, never decay mode, and you want to basically stay young for fucking ever, it's exercise. You want immortality, it's exercise. Okay, there's a book called Younger Next. You should check that fucking book out because the science is there. You can be, like, a 70-year-old who has 50-year-old health for, like, 40 years. There's people who are 90 that are fucking skiing slopes and are as healthy as most 50-year-olds. And it's because of their exercise. And what the thing about exercise is it makes you into a Mr. Fusion. It makes your mitochondria super efficient in extracting nutrients from food that from a fucking chocolate cake, from food that you would think would not give you any nutrients, your mitochondria becomes little Mr. Fusions, where they don't necessarily need the plutonium food. They can take any kind of garbage and turn it into fuel. And that's the power, that's the powerful generator of energy that you create when you are going 45 minutes a day hard. Now, you may have to build yourself up to that, okay? And what I recommend is starting off with 1 fucking push-up a day. That's your fucking exercise. I know it sounds like nothing, but you'll do more when you're down there. But just commit to the 1. And don't fucking, I mean, yeah, you can have a Sunday off, but commit to the 1 every day. And guess what? You can just do 1. But then after you do the 1, your mind starts to take over. Your body starts to take over. And, like, you get down there, you do 1, you're like, ah, let me just do 50. You'll do it. And sometimes you won't. Sometimes you have to prove to yourself that 1, and I think it's a good idea to do this Sunday, just do 1 push-up. Now, you'll go from 1 push-up to, like, a whole workout very quickly because your mind will start to go into that mode. All about putting your mind into the mode. The same with writing. If you're trying to write a book, 1 sentence a day. 1 sentence. think about if you were just like a, if you had done that for your since you were like you could since you could write something decent like you're 18, you'd be fucking Stephen King right now if you just wrote one sentence. But you didn't. Instead, you're like, oh, I'm gonna sit down and write a book, and you never did. I'm guilty of that. So I try to practice these really tiny goals. It comes from a book called Small Habits or something, or Tiny Habits. And it's a revolution in terms of goal setting, because if you're trying to set some huge goal and you don't break it down into really small pieces that you can stick to on a daily basis, guess what? You ain't going to accomplish shit for goals. So you got to be very small with your commitment, and then you do it daily. And that's where fucking big things happen. So anything you're trying to accomplish, if you can just make your goal a thing that starts the ball rolling of something, instead of your goal being like, I'm going to write 2 chapters a day and be like done with 12 chapters. And so after that, the thing to do is to – sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, yes. Oh, here we are. Somebody was, like, calling me just now. Like, you know, I'm settled with something here. Once you get sort of that's another thing that you have to add to this kind of like way of the Wonder Man, as I call it. You've got to give yourself some REM sleep. The chances are, if you're doing any kind of substance, care what your drug of choice is, caffeine doesn't seem to make that big of a difference, at least to me. So I would recommend decaf in terms of drink or while you're fasting, it's not necessary. I personally mix decaf and caf, so I get like a lower caffeine dose. But you can get whatever the fuck you want. I would err on the side of decaf, but I don't think caffeine is the biggest problem. Stay away from nicotine, just in general. Why? Well, it's a sacred substance. If you can manage to do a 3-day fast, have a little tobacco at the end of that, you'll see what the real power of tobacco is in that moment. But if you're consuming it like after a 1-day fast or just like on a semi-regular basis, it's disrespectful to that because that's like on the level of holy water. You're gonna chug holy water. And, yeah, and people pay for it. People pay for it. So, you stay away from the nicotine. And especially the vape, there's an embalming that occurs. But then again, like, I haven't actually tried like nicotine on this new diet plan, so maybe nicotine. I actually did. I've smoked a few cigarettes here. I think that's just not good. I'll try the vape thing maybe, but I think like I'm feeling good enough where I don't need that to like feel good. I'm feeling pretty like blissful in general just on this plan of just alternate day fasting. And making sure that I get at least 2 nights of like substance-free sleep, which for me is marijuana, but like for you could be alcohol or could be, it could be caffeine. If caffeine is not allowing you to have an REM cycle, if you're not dreaming, if you don't remember some wild dreams, then you're not getting REM cycles. And if you're not getting a certain amount per week, your brain is just not able to untangle certain things, and it's not progressing. You're gonna have a really hard time coping with emotional pain, because that's what your dreams do, is they help you cope with your emotional pain, and you need them. So make sure that you're giving yourself at least 3 days. I like to go from Monday to Wednesday with no substance, nothing that's mind-altering. And I have some wild dreams, usually the second night, the Tuesday night, into going into Wednesday, the most wild, crazy dream. And it's like, come out of it, I feel like healed. And then when I go back to the substance, I get a super buzz from it, because I'm coming in like fully rested. And that whole stoner look that people get from doing too much marijuana is the accumulation of never allowing REM sleep to come back, never allowing REM sleep to, how do you call it? Never allowing REM sleep to come in and heal you. It has a healing quality to it. So you have 3 days of substance free. Then you have the alternate day fasting. And then you have the exercise. And you have the way of the Wonder Man. And then the small mini habits. Just break down whatever it is you want to do into small mini stuff. Just be like one action taken in direction of this goal. And just break it down to the smallest little thing. Do it every little day, little bit every day. You'll end up doing a lot more per day than you think. But that's all you have to commit to. And it's something you can't say no to, because it's such a little thing. One push-up, the way of the Wonder Man. I'll be continuing this very soon, but get it locked in, because we're about to go to YouTube video after this show. So you start looking for Occult Knowledge on YouTube, because I'm going to be there in person talking about the way, the Wonder Man.